Earlier today, the North Carolina NAACP held a demonstration at the state capitol calling on the General Assembly to refrain from passing any new bills until after the 2018 election because the current legislature was elected based on district maps that, by all accounts at the Supreme Court level, were unconstitutional. General Assembly set to reconvene on August 18th to approve new maps. NAACP leaders today also calling on lawmakers to release those new maps to the public before that session on the 18th. Joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, who's the chair of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. And Anna, what's your, thanks for being here, by the way. Thanks for braving the rain. What's your take on today's rally?
Well, we're glad to see the rain. I'm a gardener, so we've been happy about the rain the last couple days.
A little bit, right?
A little bit. But, well, you know, it's first of all, this week is the 52nd anniversary of the passage of the, the signing of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. And so it's ironic that 52 years later, after that legislation, landmark legislation, was signed, that we're here in North Carolina with a General Assembly that, by all accounts, was elected by in illegal districts. So the call today is really say, hey, first of all, your election is not legit. You've been taking action since you got there that really go against education. They've affected the education budget by, you know, expanding charter school, non-public school funding, the legislation that we've talked about over the last couple of years regarding LGBTQ rights, and the failure to expand Medicare. So these are things that have this illegally elected legislature has done to hurt the citizens of North Carolina. And so that's really the call. It says, unless you're going to do something to reverse some of the damage that you've done, I think Reverend Barber called it repent and repeal bills.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing repent and repeal bills, you really ought to just stand down until we get a legislature that's legally elected.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, it's difficult to say that out loud because it just sounds like such an extreme position that this was an illegally elected legislature and therefore anything that they pass is illegitimate. Unfortunately, it's not. It's a hard argument to disagree with, right? Because you've got the U.S. Supreme Court, and you've got conservatives and moderates and liberals all sort of unanimously agreeing on this. No, the district lines were drawn unconstitutionally, and they're drawn in such a way that, and again, it's racial gerrymandering, which is what triggered this particular Supreme Court decision. It's also partisan gerrymandering as well, to the point where next election or the past couple of elections, the way the lines are drawn in a state that's 50-50, pretty much Democratic Republican.
Right.
Republicans not only have a majority, but a veto-proof majority.
Absolutely.
And if Democrats want to even eat into the veto-proof majority, they're going to have to win the election by like, what, 55-45 or something ridiculous like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, I think very much indicative of the kinds of actions that this legislature has taken. Before they recessed in June, one of their final acts was to strip the Attorney General, the duly elected, democratically elected
Josh Stein,
Attorney General, of more than $10 million in non-discretionary Department of Justice budget funding. So they're, you know, they're like, not only are we illegal, not only have we done damage to the citizens of North Carolina, but Attorney General, if you think you're going to do anything about it or do any actions that counteract the illegal activities, we're just going to take your funding away. And these are non-discretionary funds. from the Department of Justice. So it's not like Josh Stein could decide to do something other than what those funds were specified for, but it's just the nature, has proven to be the nature of this legislature to do everything they can. It's really tyrannical. It really is.
Yeah, and not just with the Attorney General, but there was also that provision, and I'm not going to be able to remember the details or how much of it actually ended up in the final budget, but right at the very end, and I don't know if you remember this, and again, I'm kind of fussy on the details myself, but where education funding got taken away
yes.
from certain districts that
right.
just so happened to be in districts that were represented exclusively by Democrats. Right?
What yeah. a coincidence.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. So it's this kind of vindictive, illegal activity that we're calling on just to say, stop. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is these are the kinds of actions that you're going to take, and you shouldn't be there in the first place because you're illegally elected, just stop. Just
yeah.
stop until we get a fair and open election.
Yeah. And I always say this too, and I've said it in how many different contexts just in the last couple of months. And this was a big deal in the healthcare debate up in Washington a couple of weeks ago, years ago, however long that feels like now, where John McCain made his vote right at the very end. But it's about process and procedure.
It
the
is.
Problem with process and procedure is everyone likes to make process and procedure arguments, but most people don't care about process
right.
and procedure. We just
right.
want to see our bills get
That's
passed or we will oppose.
Right.
So the people who are opposing the General Assembly right now are people who are opposing the bills that they're passing. And the people who are saying, well, this isn't that big of a deal,
mm-hmm.
are only saying that because they like the bills that are getting passed and they want to see those bills continue to get passed. But this is something that we should all get behind. And the arguments that were made up in Washington about health care, like even people on the right, John McCain being the most obvious,
right.
but
right.
I mean, obviously you had Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski making very similar arguments and a number of other Republicans as well saying, look, I don't like Obamacare. I want it to go away, but I object to the way we're going
yes.
about doing
yes.
it and we need to make a change. This year, even if you are a conservative and you like what the General Assembly is doing, the way they're going about doing it with the unconstitutional district lines and just sort of throwing democracy out the window in drawing the district lines, both in terms of racial and partisan gerrymandering,
right.
should make everyone upset, regardless of what you feel about the bills that are passing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think folks who argued against the move and the suits and all of that, now the court, not just one court, district court, Supreme
yep.
Court.
Three-judge federal panel.
So I think it's not just people who don't like the decisions that have been made. I think, you know, the judges, not once, not twice, but three times have said these lines are gerrymandered. They're illegal.
Yep.
Stop.
Yep.
Stop. And, you know, the other part of that we can't leave out is that we really want to see what these new districts look like before the end. They're going at snail's pace.
Yep.
And they had completely stopped, which is why the deadline of September 1 was given. But if there's no preview of what these new districts are going to look like until 2 or 3 days before the end.
If even.
If
right?
even.
Yeah.
If even. So they've had plenty of time. It's kind of like the healthcare legislation in a way, if you think about it. 7 years of talking about Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
7 years of talking about how bad it was. You have an opportunity to make it right, if that's your position. And they had nothing to offer. In this case, this discussion's been going on a long time, and what's discouraging, the same guy
yeah,
that drew
Hofeller, right? Yeah.
the illegal lines
yep.
is the person that they have drawing the new lines, and so we want to see them. We want to see them as soon as possible so that we can know, and really, do we expect that they're going to be all that different?
Probably not. Yeah, and that's the sad thing. And I like, honestly, whatever happens in the next couple of weeks or the next month or so, as far as this goes, I'm already looking ahead to, when is it, January, that the Supreme Court is hearing the arguments in the partisan gerrymandering case out of
right.
Wisconsin. That's coming in the next year.
Yeah. Well, in our state, on August the 28th, the North mm-hmm. Carolina Supreme Court will hear oral argument in the state redistricting challenge that Dickerson versus Rucho brought by the NAACP and other plaintiffs from across the state, which were harmed by this illegal gerrymandering. So this impacts over 70% of the districts in the state.
Yeah.
So the battle continues, and I'm sure that it's going to go on, unfortunately,
for a while longer,
past September 1st.
Yep.
But they did not call for early elections, so we'll likely be trying to figure out what the districts look like beyond the
until November,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of 18.
Yeah. Speaking with Honor Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com, if you want more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough branch online. What else is going on that people ought to know about?
Well, we are next week, next Wednesday, we have our conversation on equity. Those have been our monthly discussions on equity, and they've been really great. We've done 13 months now. It's been over a year. We just celebrated 1 year. And next week's topic is free and open to the public, as they all are. And it's Mariposa, Your Voice is Safe Here. And it's really talking about Frank Porter Graham dual language program, talking about dual language in education as part of what that diversity conversation looks like.
Very cool.
And so the model incorporates Latino culture. And so we're really, it's a little bit different topic for us and something some folks might not have been interested in, some of the other ones might be interested in. So we're, this program, Mariposa, has been featured nationally and locally as an effective model to empower Latino students and their families. And so this is August 15th, 6:30 to 8 p.m., free and open to the public at the Chapel Hill Public Library Room B. So we'll hope folks mark that on their calendars and plan to come out.
Awesome. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com for more info on events and happenings and the NAACP local chapter in general. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.